It's the beginning of a huge experiment. Nobody's ever tried anything like this before, certainly not on this kind of scale. I'm pretty sure it will have an impact, but we're going to learn from the actual living experience of it. And in fact, one of the points I've raised with Google and Microsoft is precisely how those learnings are going to be derived and how they're going to be passed on to the rest of the community, the rest of the world, really, who has a great interest in this topic.
But we are still just talking about search terms, aren't we? And of course, what we always hear is that most of the traffic in child sex abuse images is via peer-to-peer services, if you can call them services.
Yeah.
So on the dark side of the internet.
Well, there are two things to be said about that. First of all, nobody can know with certainty how much traffic is taking place on the dark net, because almost by definition it's extremely secretive. And secondly, by the same token, nobody can know with any certainty how much traffic is still moving around on the more open parts of the internet. But we do have numbers about the second bit. We do know a little bit more about what's actually happening in the more open parts of the internet because people have done research. We did some here in the United Kingdom. Five local police forces in a period of 2 years between them seized 26 million images from the people that they arrested. If you gross that up to cover the whole of England and Wales, so that's not the whole of Great Britain, just England and Wales, that implies in excess of 360 million images being circulated on the open parts of the internet within the UK. So that's a lot to be getting on with. I agree we've got to deal with the darknet as well, but we don't have to do the really difficult stuff first.
So Google and Microsoft doing this is enough from their point of view. This is all they can do?
No. I'm not saying that. No. What I'm saying is it's the beginning of a big experiment, and we're going to see how it pans out. But there's also a big sort of an ideological or political point here. I mean, let's think what's happened. Historically, search engines have said that their job is to index everything that's legal that's on the internet and provide access to it. Well, yesterday they said they've changed their mind. Yesterday they've said, no, there are some things which, even though they are legal, and, you know, texts about child abuse, texts about paedophilia, texts about how to find or make contacts with paedophiles, all of those things, they are legal. But Google and Microsoft have said, we're not going to help people find them anymore. We're going to break the link. That's an extremely important new development.
Right, because they had originally, when the British government had originally started to put pressure on them, they'd said that they would not go down this route. They were against it, weren't they, originally?
You are right. And they changed their mind. Mm. And Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google, published an article in one of our major national newspapers in the UK yesterday in which he said, we've listened. And, you know, you can speculate about companies' motives and you can, you know, guess about why they did it and what was the hidden agenda and all of that stuff. As a child advocate, as a child safety campaigner, all I can say is, well done, Google. Well done, Microsoft, for taking this very big step.
Right, but if it is the start of an experiment, as you say, what else can they do? What else should they be doing?
Well, I mean, actually, you know, I'm sure this never happens in Germany, but the reporting here in Britain wasn't as good as it could have been because, in fact, there were quite a few different measures announced yesterday, not just the thing about search terms. For example, Microsoft for some time have had this tool called PhotoDNA, which allows companies that are providing online storage facilities, for example.
That was done with a Netherlands research institute. I think we covered that in 2011.
You did, and the Netherlands are a very, very good case in point. But you can use PhotoDNA to detect known still images that are being housed on your servers. Well, yesterday Google announced that they've developed essentially the same sort of tool, but for video clips. You know, as more and more of this paedophile material is being transferred onto video or being made in video, having this new type of tool is also going to be very important. Google are currently trialing it on YouTube, but they've said that when it's ready, when they're satisfied that it can do its job well, they're going to release it in the same way that Microsoft released PhotoDNA. So that was another very important thing that happened yesterday. And there were other things as well, by the way.
Just getting back to the darknet, just briefly and perhaps finally, it is still a major issue, but we have seen in other areas where there have been traffics of materials that people do not want to be trafficked, say copyrighted music and video, it is possible to track what's going on peer-to-peer networks.
Yes, you can. I mean... It's a definitional question, really, I suppose. Some peer-to-peer networks are not really in the dark net because it's very easy to connect to them, and that's where a lot of child abuse images are being found. Some bits of the dark net are extremely difficult to get into. They use very high levels of encryption. And the truth is, again, you're right, the police do get in there and they do catch people, but it's very resource-intensive, and it's not possible to do it systematically or at scale. So the dark net remains a hugely important area and a hugely important challenge. My point is that it would be bizarre to focus only on the dark net and leave the open bits of the internet untouched. Because let's not forget, people begin a journey on the open parts of the internet, and if they stay involved and they become more and more involved in criminal activity, they'll end up on the dark net. What I hope Google and Microsoft will be doing through the measures they announced yesterday is stopping people in that journey very, very early on so that they never reach the darker and more dangerous bits of the internet.